Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Zayin and Masech Des Menachas. Some of the topics we learn about include the discussion in Kedusha Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem initially receive a Kedusha's Damim, external Kedusha, in which Yesh Le Pidyon. The Kedusha's Damim can be transferred from the Lechem onto money. And Ein Nisal Yetze, if the Lechem is brought outside the Azar, it does not become possible. But later the Shtei Halechem receive a Kedusha's Haguf, internal Kedusha, and therefore Ein Le Pidyon, the Kedusha's Haguf cannot be transferred from the Lechem, and Nifsal B'yaytze, if the Lechem is brought outside the Azara, it does become possible. The Machlik is Rebbe, Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon, and whether Shchita Mekacha, Shchita alone accomplishes Kedusha's Haguf on the Lechem, or Zrika Mekacha, both Shchita and Zrika together accomplish Kedusha's Haguf on the Lechem. And the machlokes is Abayim v'Rav in the opinion of Shchita Mekacha, whether Kadosh ve'in a Gomer, the Kedusha Saguf is incomplete, or Kadosh ve'in a Nitter, the Kedusha Saguf is complete, but the Heter Achila is not accomplished by the Shchita only after the Zrika. The question in the case of Kivsi Atzeres, Sheshachten Lishman, Vizarkin Domin Shaloi Lishman, Oisei Alechem Ma'o Ba'achila. If the Shchita of Kivsi Atzeres was Lishman, but the Zrika was Shaloi Lishman, is Alechem permitted for eating or not? The discussion in the Machlik is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Kiva, in the case of Shtei Alechem Sheyatzu Ben Shchita Lizrika, Bezark Domen Shal Kvasim Chutz Lizmanon. If the Shtei Alechem was brought outside the Azar between Shchita and Zrika, and the Kohen performed the Zrika with a Machsheves Chutz Lizmanon to eat the carbon outside its designated time, does the Pigel take effect on the Lechem or not?